Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. You know, we talk about on this program how, you know, if you build it, the people will come. And our next guest is definitely a great example of that. Warren Green is making his first appearance on our program today. He's the founder of Golden Girl Jeans. We're going to talk to him not only about what it's been like for him to see the way that the product has been able to go from an idea to now, of course, being able to be seen on the runway, but also, of course, what it's been like for him to know that something that he has enjoyed being able to create is now being able to bring enjoyment to women. We'll talk to him a little bit about the process, how he was able to get over the fear of being able to bring his product to life. And then, of course, we'll let you guys know how you can stay connected with Warren, as well as, of course, find out more information about Golden Girls yourself. But, Warren, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. How's it going? First of all, I want to thank you very much for having me on your show.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine, Warren. Really appreciate it. I want to say congratulations to you, not only, of course, what you've been able to do with Golden Girl Jeans, but also what it's been like for you to know that, that something that you have been able to create, as I said, is able to be able to bring something great to women. I mean, first of all, I mean, I mentioned, you know, being seen on the runway. I mean, what has that been like for you to have something that you've created to be able to be photographed on a red carpet? What has that been like for you?
Well, first of all, Cyrus, one of the most amazing things is to see someone put on a pair of your jeans, and you know there's so many different options in the market today, and you just see someone's face and they go, wow, this just feels so great. I can't believe that a jean that looks like this can make me feel so good. And what we really focused on was trying to put out a jean that will be good for everybody. And it's very hard because there's so many different bodies. Everyone has a different body and different issues.
Right.
So what we did was we spent about 6 months of time creating a fabric, and that's what's really been so good for us, is that that's what makes us different than everyone else. And just seeing people's faces, you know, when you're seeing someone whose body isn't that great and they put it on and they go, wow, you really make me feel good. And I got to tell you, I've been in this industry for about 30 years, and at this point in my life, we've done a lot of different things, but at this point in my life, seeing a vision of, wow, this is the home run. I'm not just talking financially, because that comes with everything, but just seeing so many people just so happy with it, and that's what makes me feel very, very good.
Yeah. You know, I love the fact that I think the reason why you've been able to find success, you know, Warren, and you actually just alluded to it, is because you're thinking about the consumer. I think so many times we get so focused on ourselves that we forget about that. But that has really been at the core, it seems like, for you when it comes to Golden Girl Jeans, to make sure that you're creating something that the woman will enjoy, not only, of course, being able to wear, but also to look at herself in. When you hear that comment, when you hear women tell you that you have made them feel good about themselves, I mean, how does that make you feel?
It just feels great. You just, you know, you say, you almost want to pinch yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you look in the mirror and you go, wow, I can't believe it. You know, it's because, you know, when you're doing this for so long and you hear the pros and the cons and, you know, all the different things that go with the business. And then when you just look at people and they go, wow, this is amazing. And I go, wow. For me, it's amazing feeling. That's the greatest thing. You know, I don't know if you've looked into what we've done in the past, but one very exciting part was we were invited to the Golden Globe Awards in January, and we gave away jeans as a gift, and it wasn't for a marketing point of view. It was just to see what people would feel about it, and to have people lined up, and just to want the jeans, and they come back and emailed us and sent us pictures of what they look like in the jeans, and I'm going, this is like the real thing, you know, and that's the good feeling. That's the real good feeling.
Yeah. So when did you know, Warren? Because I think for a lot of our listeners out there that are, you know, are either entrepreneurs or are thinking about pursuing something that they're passionate about, I mean, there comes a point where they believe they have something that other people will enjoy and appreciate. I mean, when did you know that Golden Girl jeans were one of those things that people would be able to appreciate?
Well, first of all, when we decided to make a jean that isn't your typical jean. There's no zipper. There's no shank button on it. It's about a four-way stretch, and it was a little scary to go onto the market with something that was a little different, and it's called a comfort jean. Mm-hmm. And the minute we opened it in a market, and it was a very small market in Texas, and the results were just unbelievable, and at that point, you know, it was very difficult to get people who wanted to sell the jeans. And when they looked at it and they started selling it and the results started to come in, that's when we really knew we had something. And that was the whole thing, is that, you know, it wasn't just your basic jean that you could buy in the market. It was actually something that looked different, which makes it harder to market. And that's the point where we knew that we had something really, really special.
Right. I tell you, and that is the amazing thing about what you've been able to build already, Warren, with Golden Girls. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with a very special guest today. He's making his first appearance on our program. Warren Green is with us today. He's the founder of Golden Girls Jeans. The website for you guys to be able to go to, for those joining us online during the conversation, is goldengirlsclothing.com. You guys can go there and take a look while we're talking to Warren. And Warren, when people go to the website, one of the great things that I love is how you've been able to expand on the brand, because even though we've been talking about Golden Girls jeans, you also have the skirts, you have the capris. I mean, did you automatically know that this was a market that could be expounded upon and that your brand could grow from there?
Yes. Well, once we felt that we had a certain fit in place, we said, let's expand it to the point where people could feel comfortable in a skirt and a capri. We just knew that once they wear it in a pant, they're going to want to wear it in other garments. And then we took it to a next level, and we started to embellish it, and which people could see on the website. It's not just a plain pant. We have for certain states and whatever, we have rhinestones on the garments, we have embroideries on the garments, different washes. We've gone even to different colors, but always kept the same fit and the same body. So therefore, when the consumer goes in and wants to buy something, they could come back and buy it again, knowing that the fit hasn't changed. That's the beauty. That's really, really what's key.
Yeah, I think that is it. I think the other thing that people will appreciate, and I had someone comment on this Sunday, Warren, when I first announced that you were coming on the program, and that is they love the fact that you create something for all women. They love the fact that you have, you know, women of all sizes that are represented. Was that also something that was important for you to make sure that no woman felt left out?
That's correct. And our main goal wasn't to just have this. Every woman is pretty in their own way, and every woman looks at herself and is probably never happy with the way they look because they always want to look different. But what we said here is, you know what, let's make a garment that a woman who's a plus woman or a woman who's a petite woman or just a regular fitting woman, it could be a size 4, it could be a size 14, will all look the same in the pants. And again, not so much from a marketing point of view, but from a point of view of people having comfort. And just to let you know, our whole motto is about being comfort, and that's why it's called a comfort jean.
Yeah. And I think that again, is the great thing. So, you know, let's talk about getting over the hurdle of fear and self-doubt, Warren, how you got to that place. I mean, I noticed even when I was prepping for this segment that, you know, your mother was a big inspiration for you. My mother and grandmother were for me as well. And one thing they always told me is that with hard work and dedication, there's nothing that you can't do. Do you think that was kind of one of the things that kind of helped you to push forward and to not to let the self-doubt stop you and moving forward and building your brand?
100%. Basically, you know, my mom is a very big inspiration in my life. Even though she doesn't think so, but really she was. She's a single mom, and she, you know, worked a couple of jobs to help us through. And she always had a certain motto, you know, the a certain way of living, and don't live above your means, live under your means, and you'll be successful. But you always have to push, and hard work is always there. If that's not in your mind, then you're never going to succeed. And basically, she showed me that by working hard, yeah, you're going to hit the wall, you're going to have pitfalls, but you know what? If you continue going, you're going to succeed. And she was really, really a big influence, like I'm sure like for you also in your family. And really, she, if you want to know the truth, was the one who actually came up with not the initial idea, but because of the fact I'm in the gene business for 30 years and we make genes from newborns right up to plus women in some of our other businesses, my mom always said to me, you know, you don't have any genes that fit me or my friends. And my mom's 87 years old right now, so this happened about 4 years ago. She said to me, you know, we go bowling and, you know, we all complain or to the movies. Your son makes jeans and no one has jeans for older people. And, you know, that really opened my eyes. And I said, you know, people are living longer today, and no one's taking care of these people. And part of the not having a zipper and a shank button on the garment, also, you know, there's people who have arthritis, there's people who have health issues that have problems opening buttons, pulling up zippers. And I said, you know, there's a whole market out there that no one's tapping on. No one's taking care of them. They have to just accept whatever's out in the market. And I have to tell you, initially our pants were supposed to be for women who were 50 plus in age. And the funniest part was, I have two daughters, one is 28 and one is 26. My wife is in her 50s. When I first showed my wife the pants, she says, I'll never wear that jean. There's no way I'll wear it. And I have to tell you today, Cyrus, my wife wears those pants almost every day because of the comfort. And so it's scaled down to younger people. And we didn't, you know, there's also a bit of an influence that comes from yoga jeans because, you know, yoga is very strong today. And yogas right. also have no zippers on their pants, yoga pants. So younger people are wearing our jeans also. So where we thought we'd only be 50 plus, it's all of a sudden come down to 30, 32 plus. So we have a market for people for over 50 years. And it's not that the style will ever change because the look of it is so basic. It's just once they put it on and they have that comfort, they can't let it go. They just want to wear it every day. And I'm not trying to sell anything. It's the truth.
Right. Well, you know what? And you know, it's one of those things, Warren, where it's not just you saying it. Because, you know, one of the things I noticed when I was even prepping for this segment today, there's Gillian Farber there in Canada, the writer for the Huffington Post there. And even they were talking about your genes. And so you have other people that are singing your praises. So when you read something like that, I mean, it has to make you smile to know that not only are the women that you intended, you know, to enjoy these genes or appreciating them, but that other people, you know, are saying, you know what, these are something that people will really appreciate. How does that make you feel?
Well, you know what, one day maybe we'll meet, but if you know me, whoever knows me, I'm a pretty humble guy. And I was always never got involved in press and anything like that. I always just let my product do its thing. But I am having a very good time with this right now, and it makes me feel great. Actually, I'm sitting here smiling right now, talking in the phone. But really, when I see other people put Golden Girl jeans with some top brands in the world right next to it in the same article, you know what? That really tells you you're really doing your job and you're being accepted. And that's really, really, really means something to me.
Right. And I think that is the amazing thing. And I think, you know, you have the right attitude, Warren, and I think that's why Golden Girls Jeans will continue to grow and the brand continue to expand, because people know, you know, that you're coming from a great place and you're coming again for the comfort of the customer. I mentioned that earlier, of course, that has been really a big focus for you. And so I think I've noticed even, again, when I was prepping for this segment, that even on the website, it's very user-friendly. How important was that for you to make it something that was not only attractive, but was easy to be able to, you know, for the woman to be able to pick what she needed and to be able to make the process easy for her?
Well, that's the whole thing, because we were initially catering to, you know, more of a contemporary woman, not everyone is as computer savvy or able to buy on the website or even comfortable buying on the website. So, you know, as comfortable as the jeans are, we had to make the whole process a comfortable experience. And I think we have. I think going on the site, and I could see by the return customers coming back to the site, which is, you know, when you're in sales, that's the most important thing, is people coming back. And they're telling us, they're telling us that they're happy with our pants. It's very easy to sell something once, but when they come back means they're happy. They want your product, and that's what's important to us.
Right, and I think that is it. And again, being able to create something that is not only, I think, fashionable, but also stylish, and that is what you've been able to accomplish for sure. Again, everyone, we've been speaking today with Warren Green. Great conversation with you today, Warren. Not only is he the founder of Golden Girls Jeans, but also, I think, a source of inspiration for other entrepreneurs out there as to what's possible for them. Warren, has that been an easy thing for you to be able to accept? Because, I mean, because you are so involved in your product, has it become clear to you, at least, that you are an example for people as to what's possible for them when it comes to hard work?
You know, being in this industry, right, you come across a lot of people. And, you know, a lot of people don't want to realize that nothing comes easy, and it really does take a lot of work. And there are setbacks. And, you know, I talk to a lot of young people who want to get into the industry, and they have to be prepared to not want to go into it being a top entrepreneur, but you got to pay your dues. You got to learn the industry. You got to learn what you're talking about.
Right.
And I find that today a lot of people don't want to make that commitment. They just want to, you know, just hit the home run. And it never works, especially in this industry. It just doesn't work. But in life in general, I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, whatever people are going into, if you don't, you know, start at the bottom and work your way up, if you don't have the foundation, you're never going to be strong. The building's going to just fall, right?
Right. Exactly. Really good point. Great analogy there, Warren, for sure. And I think because you've been able to build that great foundation, that is why Golden Girls Jeans will definitely be around for quite some time. Again, everyone, Warren Green has been our guest today. Make sure you guys are going over to his website at www.goldengirlsclothing.com, and it's girls with an S on it, goldengirlsclothing.com. There you can be able to find out more information not only about the jeans, but also the other great products that the Golden Girls is already making, as well as, of course, the various sizes as well. As I mentioned, he's made it very easy for you guys to be able to stay connected with him as well. He has his social media links at the bottom of the page of GoldenGirlsClothing.com, so you guys can easily find him on Facebook, Twitter, and even on Instagram there. Warren, again, congratulations to you on the success of Golden Girls, and I hope you'll come back on the show again. We'd love to have you back.
Cyrus, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for inviting me, and anytime you want, I'd love to come back.
All right, we'll definitely make it happen. Definitely want to thank our great friend Zach Tepperman for setting up this conversation with us for today. And want to thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For those joining us on the radio side of our program, you guys stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come. For those joining us online, though, that's going to do it for us for this segment. So if you did come in late and you missed part of the conversation with Warren, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media pages at facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We tagged our Golden Girls there as well, so you guys can stay connected with them. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.